Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call the Committee on Civil and Criminal Justice Appropriations to order. I'd ask our friends and fellow citizens in the audience if they could please come to order, and members come to order. We need a couple more folks for a quorum, so people are attending to other legislative duties, but we will stand in informal recess until we have a quorum, and then we will be hearing Senator Richter's bill and then Senator Brusso's bill, and then we'll get into a couple other items that we're here on today. So we'll just stand in informal recess until we can get the rest of the senators here when they complete their other work. Thank you. Okay, I will. Yes, sir. As soon as I see one more person walk in the door. We have seven on our committee, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Sarasota, good to see you.
Hey, when 802's on, or 902's on time.
We're ready to go.
It's a good day.
Good morning again, everyone. I'd like to call our committee back to order, and I would ask our administrative assistant to please call the roll.
Chair Nagon.
Here.
Senator Joyner. Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Evers? Senator Flores? Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Soto, we have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. I'd first like to let folks know how we're going to organize our morning so everyone can make plans. We have two bills, one by our President Pro Tem, Senator Richter, one by Senator Brusso, that we're going to consider first. A relatively quick bills. Then we're going to take up an issue regarding the increase in family dependency cases. And then once that's completed, we'll move to the main issue that we're going to discuss this morning, and that is the clerks of court and their financial situation, and how we can make sure that our clerks are operating in an environment that's financially stable and predictable and commensurate with their responsibilities in the court system. So we'll start first with Senate Bill 628 by our President Pro Tem, Senator Richter. You're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you very much. Good morning, members. Senate Bill 628 changes the fee for background screenings of vendors of agencies for persons with disabilities to $8, and that is the bill.
You heard an explanation of the bill. Are there any questions? Leader Dorian, you're recognized in questions.
Good morning, Senator Richter.
Good morning.
What's the fee to right now?
The fee had been $8 for many, many years, and then through some administrative changes, another department started doing it. It's 24 now, so it takes it down back to eight from 24.
Thank you.
Further questions of the sponsor? Any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move to public testimony. Robert Brown. Okay, thank you, sir. Any other member of the public wish to be heard on Senator Richter's proposed bill 628? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Richter recognized to close.
Waive the close.
Senator Richter having waived his close, the administrative assistant please call roll on Senate Bill 628 by Senator Richter.
Senator Necron?
Yes.
Senator Joyner?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Evers? Senator Flores? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Seto?
Yes.
So by your bill, by your vote, the bill passes and will be reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Richter. Next, we'll take up tab 2, Senate Bill 380, violation of an injunction for protection by Senator Abruzzo.